You're listening to The Daily American. Here's your host, Dan the Man.
We are back with The Daily American. Just want to thank all the listeners around the world. I hope you enjoyed the past few episodes of me doing the Bill of Rights, but today I actually have a guest here. Obviously, in the world, there are some unprecedented events going on. There's two major wars going on, and the one that just broke out between Israel and Gaza, it's an atrocity. Literally a few minutes ago, a missile. Now, at first they said it was Israel. Israel saying it was Hamas. I don't know the truth. I know Americans don't know the truth. But a missile just struck a hospital, and there were close to 1,000 deaths already reported, but you don't know how many children they're going to find under the rubble. Recently, I've posted on my Instagram, I posted a little reel, and it gained a significant amount of traction of who's to blame for what's going on, not just in Israel and Gaza, but in Russia and Ukraine. And I certainly blame somebody, but we'll get into that later. But tonight, I would just like to welcome Miss Ella to the Daily American. How are you?
Thank you. How are you?
I mean, I can hear in your voice, obviously, you're not fine, but
yeah. It's not like
I'm fine, okay, like here.
Fine. It's not fine, like fine.
Go ahead.
Okay.
What'd you say? So tell me, how old are you?
I'm 22.
20?
22.
22. Now, just for the audience listening, there's a language barrier, obviously, so I'm sure she's doing her best to speak English, but I'm sure she's translating some questions. So there may be some pauses in between the questions and the answers. But Ella, so where do you live?
I live in Yemen, but it's so cold to Palestine. We have the same heart and same language and same religion. So I can say that we're the same country.
And if you were to hop in your vehicle from Yemen and drive to, say, is Ramallah in Gaza?
No, I still live
from
in
you to drive from Yemen to Ramallah. How long?
I didn't drive. I'm still in Yemen.
No, I know, but if right now you get in your car and you drive to Gaza, how long? How far away?
By car, I think so far, like a few days.
Oh, okay. So you're not that close, but you consider Palestine considers Yemen.
Yeah.
Okay. Neighbors. Yeah. And what religion are you?
Muslim. But we have
okay. So tell me what
Christian in my country. We live in peace together.
Okay. There's Jewish and Christian. Okay. So Jewish, Christian, and Muslim in Yemen.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello? No. Can you hear me? Well, you answered, so you must be able to hear me.
I just heard this.
Can you hear me?
Sentence. Now, yes.
Okay, tell me what's going on. What's going on between Palestine and Israel?
So, in the past, now is a war. It's not. We can't call it war. So
It's not a real war.
Yeah, we can call it war because
they are not equal and they're not strength. You know that Palestinian people are so strong because they are the owner of the earth, the place. But most of the world support.
Who is that in the background? Who is that?
It's my mother. It's my mother. She's better.
She speaks
English. Yeah,
you can let her on the microphone.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
And what is your name?
My name is Iman.
Iman, nice to meet you. I'm Dan.
Nice to meet you, Dan.
So tell me nice to meet you. So you guys are living in Yemen.
Yeah.
But what's going on between Palestine and Israel? Talk to me.
Actually, we are not believing Israel. They are just a group of words who are trying to take other people, earth, and places. They are not exist, actually. They don't have the right to do that for Palestinian people. If you go back to the history, they are not exist. They are, if they are, depending on their religion, they are Jewish, and Jewish in their religion, they don't have a specific place or a piece of earth or land to live in or to stay in. They have to belong to their countries, and as you know. But actually, we believe that they are, how to say that? They're just like a band or thief.
They're thieves,
yeah. Let's go away.
Bandit, okay.
We don't believe in them, Yanni. I reject to say Israel and Palestine. There is only Palestine, no Israel.
Okay, now Imam. Imam, how do you say it? How do you say your name?
Yes. Excuse me?
So this is part of the problem, though, because obviously the people living in Israel, the Jews, mm-hmm. they think the same thing mm-hmm. about Palestine. So if they go back in history,
okay.
or even that Abraham, right? Abraham, we're going all the way back. Abraham mm-hmm. is the father of Islam.
Yeah.
He's the father of the Torah and the Christian Bible. Abraham exactly. is the one person. Now, Abraham, I believe he had a couple sons, Jacob.
The father of the prophets. We call him the father of the prophets, Abel Anbiya.
That we had some technical difficulties, and obviously being so far away and our guests being in Yemen, there's some internet connection issues. So they are back, mother and daughter, and we're going to kick. I think we were just I was explaining how the Jewish people, you two, both of you, it's like it's brothers and sister, whatever you want, brothers, but you've been battling in bad blood since the beginning of the time. There were two brothers, I believe. Esau. Yes.
We believe in that.
The Muslims and the Jews.
Yeah. With Jewish, not Israeli. Yes. Between them.
Wait a minute. So So when you say Jews, who do you mean? Do you mean, I'm confused. Who do you mean?
Those people who believe in this religion. We are talking about religion, Jewish, because religion, Islam, and Christianity all of them come from Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. So we believe in all religions. As if you know, if you read about Quran, or if you read about Islam, we believe that Islam is the last stage of the only religion which comes from Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. It goes through many stages. One of them is to be a Jewish, the other is Christianity, and the last one is Islam. So Islam is the conclusion of all, we will not call them religions because it's only one religion, but this is the conclusion of the religion which comes from Allah. So we don't have any problems with Jewish people who believe, who are believing in this religion. We have problem with Israelian, because if they go back to the to real book of their religion, not that one which is modified by some of them, no, the original ones, they will believe that they don't have the right to take any piece of land in the whole world, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them and as because they did something how to say yani something bad, and they refused Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders. They didn't obey him for some situations. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them to be lost in the whole world. And there is something we call in Islam, in Arabic, shatat. You may find it in your dictionary or whatever. So shatat means to not go, to not belong to one place. They have to belong to their countries where they are living. I'm not young, by the way. I'm 47 years old woman. So I went through many. I used to read history, and as Arab people, we lived with the issue of Palestine. So who bring them there? Who brought? For my grammar.
We did. Yeah.
Who are you?
No, I understand. Yeah. American.
Actually, not American. They are British. Yeah. If you go back to the history, the story is totally different. I'm sorry for saying that. I respect you and appreciate your effort to bring in, to show off the truth for the people. I believe in that. This is a very noble message that you are trying to convey for people. But actually,
of course. But I want to be very clear that I am not. I am listening, and I will respect and listen to your side. I'm sure I will agree with some things, but I will not agree with others. But I will not disrespect.
For sure.
But I just want to be clear. So if I am on the line with somebody from Israel, you're going to dislike me. If next I get on the line with, don't dislike me. You must not judge. You must not judge. I just I wish I could just bring peace. Peace, because it is not your land. It is not their land. It is God's land, Allah's land. It's not your land. It's not your people's land. It's God's land. But what is happening is with man comes sin, right? And bad blood and evil and killing the enemy, right? Because you guys are each other's enemies. And it's not good. No, it's not fair. Yeah. But I will continue to listen. So go ahead. The British, it wasn't us. We were involved with World War II,
but
it was the British. Go ahead.
Yes. but let me get a point from your word. Peace. Define peace, please.
Peace is, so as of sometimes, I am not at peace with, say, my brother, right?
My blood brother. I know the word.
Or my neighbor. Say my neighbor.
Yes.
Right. So you know it. So you know the neighbor. We are not my neighbor, my next door neighbor. Say, say he's a different color. Say he's black.
Okay.
African-American. And I'm white. Huh? I don't like black people. So I don't like black people, but he is my neighbor.
Yeah.
We live there. And we may not like each other, right? But we don't fight. When I see him walk to his car, I don't go after him. I don't try to hurt him. I don't do anything. When he sees me walk into my house, he doesn't bother me. And that's a made up story. Obviously, I like black people. But go ahead.
I like all of people. Does your neighbor both the house from anyone else, or comes to live in your yard? And pretend that he's your neighbor.
I see what you're saying. So, did my neighbor come and confiscate and take part of my land or my grass?
Exactly.
And say he's my neighbor now, but really it's not his. I understand.
So, If you say that they are,
so that's what the problem
land,
is.
Allah's land. Who lived in it before?
God's land.
God's land. Yeah, we call it. We call him Allah. So he's God. Yeah,
I know.
Allah's land. So who lived in it since 100 years?
Well, before World War II?
Before hundreds of years.
Yeah. So it would be, Palestinians. Yeah. And then I believe,
so they
came, yeah, and then it goes all the way back to the Philistines, right?
Yeah, so Israeli people came in some groups and start to buy lands. And this is the Palestinian mistake, actually, for me, Annie. And they made a lot of, how to say it, colonies. Do you still use this word, colony?
Yes, yeah, colonies. Yeah. The British colonies, yes. It's when basically you take over a land.
Yeah. They made some colonies in Palestine and start acting like trading or something. Then after that, Balfour Promise came and everything changed. You cannot call them neighbors. You cannot believe it. Let's be logic. Let's have some logic. Let's be logical people. Let's have logic thinking. They came. They entered their houses and they pretend and they are their land. Where they were before hundreds of years. All of them came from Europe, Yemen also, some Arabic countries. They came from their own countries to lie and to say that this is our land. How come? Where were their grandfathers and their origin? The roots of those families. All of them belong to another.
Well, that's what I was asking. Yeah.
All Israeli people belong to another, their roots belong to another countries. Why they pretend that they are belong to Palestine? And let me speak. Yeah. Let me mention a point, please. If they have a holy place in Palestine, we as Muslims, we never ever reject other people to practice their religious traditions or something. I don't know how to say it in English. So our كترجموليه بنات طقوس. We will never reject that. We will let them come to pray, to do whatever they want. But since they put their feet in Palestine, they start to control the place, to control the people, to take the rights in, how to say that. They make Gaza, especially, as a big present. They ask for the right that they don't give to others.
I understand what you're saying. So basically, you guys, both sides have so much hatred, but I think you're right.
I'm sorry.
You're going back.
I'm sorry for interrupting you. There's no hateness in here. No hateness. We are asking for justice. And that's it. No hateness. If they will leave us alone to live in peace, as you said before, we will never hate them. In Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to love all of people like Christianity. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the God of mercy, the God of love, the God of peace. In real Muslim people never hate others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not allow us to hate others. Unless they start,
okay, so then what do you call it now? Okay, unless they start hurting you, right? That makes sense. An eye for an eye is basically what it comes down to. But here's the main question. It does come down to religions, right? Basically,
I'm sorry.
There's so much confusing of what's going on, in today's world, right? But
it's not clear.
Who did God? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Good. So who did God? Mm-hmm. It comes down to who did God give the right to possess the land of Palestine. So we got to, if you go back in the Old Testament, and I think, I'm not sure about the Quran, but the Old Testament and the Torah are basically exactly the same. I'm not sure about the Quran, but I heard there's a lot of similarities. Mm-hmm. But the land of Canaan to Israel and its fulfillment found in the Old Testament. So basically, 2,100 years before Jesus, you believe Jesus was a prophet, right? He walked this earth. Okay.
For sure.
God made a promise. God made a promise to Abraham stating that he would make of his descendants a great nation and give them the land of Canaan, where he had called Abraham to wander for a period of 100 years. Yeah. Besides promising the land, God also promised that Abraham would be blessed with a son through whom the nation would be established, Isaac.
Isaac, yeah.
Through Isaac's descendant, Jesus, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Yeah. This is in the book of Genesis.
Okay, nice. And is it the original one? Are you sure that it's the original
yes.
one?
Yes. Yes, Genesis 13:14. Yeah, the Lord said, Abraham, after Lot had separated from him, now lift up your eyes and look to the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward.
Okay. So
westward.
My advice to you is to read Quran also. By yourself, I'm not trying to convince anyone.
I know. That's the problem.
I really, really appreciate that you are looking for the truth, Yani. I really do. But I'm not here to convince anyone.
Thank you. I want you
to be convinced by yourself. So it's better to read Quran, read it very well, and make sure that Torah that you read is the original one, because we all know, like Jews themselves know, that there is a lot of modification which happened to their books. So, as you said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
They had been banished to belong to their own countries. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala banished to them because they didn't obey him well. They started to do, subhanAllah, they obeyed a cow, a golden cow. So people with that mentality, what do you expect from them?
Well, the Hindus, I believe, the Indians worship the cow.
Hindus is not a religion. It's not a sky religion. It's not from Allah. So we cannot judge them. We are talking about...
No, you're right.
About religions which come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The real ones, the sky ones. Not the people or humanity.
Okay, so now what's going on now? So after World War II, right? After the Jewish people were given Israel and split from Palestine, what has happened since then?
The only natural thing, Palestinian people are defend and they are trying to get back their land, and this is so logical and so natural, and this is the right. That's what is happening. And unfortunately, now, let's come to the to policy. Unfortunately, it's not a religion issue, by the way, if you focus. Because if we come to the real religions, they are all one, as I told you. So it's not a matter of religion. It's a matter of policy. And I'm sorry to say that Europe and America are sharing in this unfair manner which happening to Palestine and the Arab world. Let's believe in that. Let's face the truth that Middle East is the basket of fruit that everyone wants to catch. So let's believe in that it's a policy thing. I agree.
And our policies in America are so fucked up. Excuse my language. I don't know if you know what that word means, but so fucked up in this nation now. That this is why I am doing this, because I can't get truth from my TV. I can't get the truth. They don't tell me anything. But okay, so go ahead.
I wish I am an expert, a policy expert or a religious expert. But unfortunately, I'm an ordinary mother, and I'm an ordinary woman. So to speak very well with you to convince you, but. Unfortunately, I have no that experience. I don't have that experience. But what I want you to know and to make sure of that every Muslim and Arabic person, whether he's Muslim or Christian, we believe, and nothing in the whole world will change our belief that Palestine is for Palestinian people. It is an Arabic land, no place for Israeli people, whoever supported. You know what America is doing right now? I don't know from which point of view they are thinking. I'm so sorry to say that, but you call them, America called itself that the country of democracy and freedom and so. On the other hand, it supports all bad communities in the whole world. America supports Israel. Even in Arabic world, it supports the bad residents, support anything which is against Arab, America supports it. Why? We don't know. From which point of view? I don't know. As I told you, I'm not an expert in policy or religion. I'm just talking point of view.
That's all I ask. Yeah, that's all I ask is for you to talk from your perspective. But I will say, I hope this opens your eyes and heart. There are good people and there are bad people everywhere. There's good people and bad people in Palestine. There's good people and bad people in Yemen. There's good people and bad people in America. In Israel, I know you don't acknowledge them, but trust me, there's good and bad people all over the world. So you at least must. I do know that. I'm no expert, but I do know that.
In Israel case, there is no good person will allow him or herself to take others' rights. Where is the goodness in it? If I allow myself to take your food, to take your to catch you in a prison, to treat you as my slave, to do very bad things. Where is the goodness? Look at that. We here in Yemen, we have bad people and good people. I'm not that much good person, but I at least say no. I say no when I am in the bus, when I am in the street, when I see something wrong. I say no, even for the government. So I try to be good in Israel. How can I be a good person while I am taking the other rights, taking the other lands, allowing my government to do to cross their freedom or to take their freedom from them? Where's the goodness? How you can describe people like this are good? I believe 100% that everywhere in the whole world has good people and bad people. But it's about the culture itself.
But not Israel.
It's not about the people in Israel. It's about the culture, the mentality. They raised to be like this. And this is the main problem. As we raised to believe in our land and in our religion and our people. So it's not about people. It's about culture and policy. And also in America, as you said, there are good people and there are bad people. Actually, a lot of my own family are there and they are citizens in America, a lot in many different cities in America. So there are a lot of good people, American, pure American and other American good people. And they are very good people. I believe in that. I'm talking about the policy itself. But why don't you say no?
Sure.
Why don't you say no?
What? Say no to what? Say no to
wrong management.
To what?
Yeah.
To the policies?
Why? Yes.
To the policies here?
We say no.
I do.
You do. I believe in that you do. I believe.
I do. But see what happened? Mm. In America, what screwed us up the past few years was Donald Trump not being our president.
Yes.
He was a good leader. He kept the world together. Mm. And I'm sure I've spoken with many people from many different nations around the world while I was traveling or just through this podcast that I have, the Daily American. Mm. And many people around the world respected Donald Trump, and they realized that the corruption of Joe Biden and America's policies, foreign policies, are the reason why why Russia is invaded Ukraine. Yeah. And I know they don't tell the truth about that war either. And the reason why Israel is now at war with Palestine, because our policy is so weak and America is pathetic on the grand scheme of things now. So now Netanyahu goes to meet with Putin is going to meet with Beijing, with China, the Chinese and the Russians, and now Netanyahu is going to meet with Putin. There's corruption everywhere. So I don't want you to think that I'm 100% pro Israel. Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% pro Palestine. I'm 100% pro the little children who are dying around the world for what? And the young men and the young women. So what do you think? I have a question for you. So Hamas, tell me about Hamas, because I've been video chatting with many Palestinians and Israelis and different perspectives. Tell me about Hamas. Mm. Is Hamas in Yemen?
Hamas, no, we have different bands, organizations. We don't have Hamas in Yemen. But in Palestine, Hamas is a natural result. It's very naturally when someone comes to you to take your land. Maybe the first people didn't expect something like this, so they didn't prepare themselves. They didn't prepare themselves well. But generation after generation who lived under the attack of Israel for our land, so it's naturally they will be like Chidjivara in. in South America, in America. So it's a natural result, actually. They have by the time they have been very organized, and they learned from the years. They had some support, from some countries. We will not mention any because I'm not sure.
Iran.
And other countries, but. It's not Iran is not the hero of the scene, by the way. But let's put it away. It's not our topic. The hero is Palestinian people. The real heroine, yeah. Hamas is our hero right now. Why? Because it's our sound. It's our soul to get our right. So Hamas is a natural result to what happened to Palestinian people. This is very natural. Something very natural. Something will happen. They tried, Abu Abbas and before him Abu Ammar. They tried to speak. They tried to negotiate. They tried to make some kind of agreement, peace agreement. But they failed. They failed with them political canals and official manners and blah blah blah. They all failed. So the only way to do that, to take our rights by our hands. And Hamas is doing that.
Okay, so question. Is there there's a president in Palestine, correct? Is he Hamas?
No. No.
Okay, what about the president that used to be there? I think in 2005, there was another president. Was it
Abu Smush?
Yusuf?
No, where in Palestine? The president of Palestine?
Yeah, the president used to be.
He's not a president, actually. He's a ministry's president. They don't have the right. Do you know that in Palestine they don't have the right to vote for a president? Israel didn't give them the right. Not Israel. Israel and British America, blah, blah, blah. They didn't give them the right to vote for their president. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Okay. This is a new information.
So there is no president, but there is a president there now?
That's president. He's not a president. He's the head of the ministries. I don't know what to call him in English. بنات ترجموا لي رئيس وزراء. Translate it in Google, please. Google me that. Reis Wuzera? Abu Abbas. His name is Abu Abbas. Sorry? Okay.
Yes,
I want you to forgive my language. it's not that correct. I'm trying to make it clear, but I didn't know why. Because it's a foreign language in our country.
You're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you. I'm an English teacher. You're doing a good job. I'm an English teacher in Yemen. That's why.
This guy, Yasser Arafat. Who is that?
Yasser Arafat Abu Ammar is the previous one. Who was the head of the ministries in Palestine, and he had been killed by Israeli people. Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know that. So you're an English teacher? You're an English teacher?
I am, yeah. I have an MA in linguistics. Huh?
Yeah, that's why you speak very well.
Thank you so much.
Very well.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your
input. All right. So now here's a tough question. Do you think Hamas infiltrating Israel and killing men, women, and children in Israel the other day, do you think that is okay?
After what Israel did to Hamas along the years and to Lebanon, south of Lebanese, and to Syrian people, and even in Egypt, in Rafah, Sina before, everything, all of this, yes, it's okay.
It's only
yeah, revenge. We call it revenge.
Yeah, revenge. Eye for an eye, I tell you, but eye for an eye, no good.
But they have to do that. They have to,
eye for eye.
They have to convey some messages. Dan, correct? Am I right? Is it Dan?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So
Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel. They have to.
Look,
Hamas knows very well that what it did would not go smoothly. The whole world will be against it after that move. We know that. Hamas knows that. But sometimes you have to convey a message. You have to shout and to say, this is my land in some way or other. Do you know what happened in Sabra wa Shatila and something like that?
What is that? Tell me what that is, maybe.
ترجمي مجزرة. And did you know about Muhammad al-Durra?
No, I don't know anything about any of these. Nope.
Mr. Daniel, you have to know a lot of things. I'm not going to tell you everything. You have to go and to read. Sabra wa Shatila was some camps for Palestinian in south of Lebanon. And without any reason, Israel destroyed them all. No one lived there after that. It killed them all. Read about Sabra wa Shatila. Google it.
I will. Here's the thing. You know why I don't read or study or anything? Because you don't know even what I read. Who writes the books? If Israel conquers you, right? If Israel takes Palestine land and the children are going to school in Israel, what do you think the books say?
Which book?
What do you think?
Israel's book?
The books in Israel. Right, they're not
in schools. Yeah, yes. they will treat their kids that this is your land.
So you tell me to go. You tell me to read. You tell me to go read. But why? When I can speak directly to the people.
Read history. Sabra wa Shatila. They did some kind of massacre, and they killed them all. Muhammad al-Durra. It was some kind of we call it intifada. I didn't know what to call intifada in English. Which means to raise against the Israel again. That they were killing people in the streets without any reasons. There are some videos. Go and search them, please. Google them. Muhammad al-Durra and his father were walking in the street and they start attacking them. The father was shouting that I have my son. I want to go till his kids died in his arms. And it was some kind of the start of another intifada, huh? Uprising intifada, yeah.
Intifada. I have heard of it. I have heard about that. It's all disgusting, though, Iman. It's all disgusting because it's just violence. It's death. It's destruction. Yeah. And there's little innocent. There's children and babies that have not sinned. They know no sin. They're automatically angels. Yeah. And they're getting blown to smithereens.
Daniel,
blown to smithereens.
I think it's like I can think of it like a chain of blood, actually, which will never end. unless they leave us alone.
Yeah, but you also want Israel. You want that entire
land.
I want
them to leave us, to go away from our land, because it is our land. We were living there before them. They came after that. Why they came again? You know, I have a neighbor, a Jewish neighbor, in my old neighborhood, 20 years ago. We were very good neighbors, we and them. They were Jewish, totally Jewish, but they rejected Israel. When we asked them, when we were kids playing at this, in the street together, I used to ask them, why don't you go to Israel? They used to tell us that we have only one country, which is Yemen. There is no Israel. This is not our country. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to belong to our countries. We don't have a piece of land for us. Those are Jewish people. A real one.
Yes, yeah, so the bad blood, the blood will never stop shedding. So now what? Mm-hmm. So now is Israel, have the IDF? Do you know if they have began infantry and ground operations in Palestine or no? Or is it just air attacks still?
Would you please clarify it? I couldn't.
Infantry, soldiers on the ground, like house to house, mm-hmm. door to door, or is it just missiles?
They will never be able to survive if they decided that door to door war. Israelis cannot do that. They are not able to do that. They are not ready to. They don't have the bravery.
They were gonna. They were saying they were going to though a couple days ago. They were supposed to.
They are saying a lot of things. Are you going to believe them? They are saying a lot of things, and most of their words are.
Well, I don't believe any of you. I don't.
Yeah, you know.
I don't believe any of you or any.
Okay, I appreciate your honesty, frankly speaking. Look, their media says that. They'll go through that. Google their speeches. They promise a lot of things and do nothing. It's not from me. It's from their media, Israeli media.
Mm. Okay. All right, so now these missiles, they are destroying Gaza with missiles, correct? Yeah. So are the civilians not Hamas? Are the civilians, are all the civilians there? Do they back Hamas? Do they love Hamas?
I want to tell you that Hamas is in the heart of all the civilians. You know what? I want to tell you something. This is not the first time that Israel is doing that. Okay, and this will not be the last time. It always attacked disabled people and just say okay, look at that, Hamas is taking the civil people as to protect themselves or whatever. Every single house in Gaza is Hamasian people. Hamas is not a party of organization. No, Hamas is a thought. Is something that we are believing. It's bigger than that. Let me give okay. There's something an example, a symbol, if you allow me, please. There is an example I want to tell you about.
Yes.
Okay. If you have a piece of land, a very wide one, that you get it from your grandfather, okay, and you live in it. Really, your daily life is very natural. And then suddenly another family came to you and tell you that this is my land or this is my piece of land for my grandfather. Are you going to leave it to them?
I see where you're going. I get it. I understand.
That's it.
So the bloodshed will never stop. So now what? So, I mean, what are there? 2.7 million people in Palestine. Some of them fled, right? Some of them tried to escape.
It will stop when the whole world says the truth. When the whole world stands next to the right things. Okay. Why? You know, I read a book. I used to read when I was so young. I read a book when I was maybe 16 or 17. It talks about a meeting happened in 1873. Okay. And they decided first to give a piece of island in Ireland or I don't know where in Europe to Jewish people. Then after that, they decided to give them a piece of land in Middle East. So it's not land. They were trying to give them any land. Palestine wasn't the first choose to give to give to Israeli people. The only country, I think, which rejected that was Germany. The suggestion came from British, England, I think at that time, I don't know. Then they decided to give it in not Ireland. I don't know where, but somewhere in Europe. Then they gave it. They promised them. They did Wilfor promise and give them Palestine as their land. So it's not relevant to their religion. It's not relevant to the roots of them. It wasn't the first choice. It will be the first and the only choice for them.
Where do we go from here? So when the world knows, when the world kicks Israel out of Israel, see, my problem with that is that if you know, I believe that God gave that land to Israel, right? And if God gave that land to Israel, they have that right to have that land, and that's the Holy Land. And that's when the second coming of Christ, when all the nations surround Israel and try to attack it, they're going to take out half the country, but the other half will survive. And then the second coming is right around the corner. But I know we have some time before then, the second coming of Jesus. Now, that's just I'm not super educated on that either. But in your opinion, the blood's just never going to stop. There's no middle ground. There's nothing.
We wish
just fight until what the
look at that. We don't like blood in you. We are human after all. We don't like after all. For example, I'm a mother. I don't like any mother to lose her son or daughter from the humanity side. Okay, our point of view. But when we are talking about that in the whole world, Mr. Daniel. It's okay to hear that not only Palestinian people, Arab people, Muslim people in Uyghur, in India, in Egypt, in Libya, in Palestine, wherever. Nothing happened to the world when you hear that 10 or 100 or 1,000 people died in whatever. But when one or two or 100 Israeli or European or American people died, oh-ho, the whole world comes up and goes down. So it's not a fair.
Yeah, what you're saying is you're used to it. You're used to you're used to your people being murdered. Yes.
So from that point of view, it's not. It's any. Don't try to convince us that we are bad people because we don't believe to stop the chain of blood. No, we are not. We have the right. This is our land, and this is our right. And the whole world. And it doesn't care for us what is happening to us. And in Yemen, we know that the whole world can solve the problems in Yemen in 1 hour if they want, but they don't. They don't want that. They leave us like this to make us busy with our daily life, to survive our last day, to find out peace, food, to treat our children, to teach them, to make them learn in good manner. Yeah. They don't care of us anywhere, not only in Palestine. So what they want from us, why they want us to feel that we are the bad guy? No, we are not the bad guy. We are looking for our country, for our lands, for our rights. So this blood will stop when those countries or heads of the world bring back the rights for their for people. But when they are, I mean, how to say that? When they allow for themselves, when they don't allow for others, it's not fair at all, and we will not accept that. So I'm sorry.
I don't think that it's okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'm sorry to say that, but
we're almost done here anyway.
Okay, the whole world doesn't care of us, so we will never be care of them. They want to think of us that we are the big guy. Allah knows who is the good guy and the bad guy. Allah knows that very well.
Yeah, he knows everything.
Yeah, exactly.
God knows everything. So we shall see what is to come. But it's a shame that there will never be peace.
They will.
I don't see any.
Be sure they will.
Any way to peace.
No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us that Palestine will be free tomorrow. It will be free. One day it will be free. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us in a lot of places in hadith. Qudsi, we call it Hadith Qudsi, the speech, with, not the Quran, another speech with, which comes from Allah. Allah promised us that our land will be back, and no Jewish or no Israeli person will stay there. It's a promise from Allah, and just we are doing that. Yeah, we are seeking to get the promise.
Question for you: if I was Jewish, would you let me do this?
Yeah, for,
if I was Jewish, would you let me speak with
for
you?
Sure.
Or
for
no?
Sure.
Oh, you still would?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good.
For sure. We are not that.
I don't know why there just can't be communication and peace, and it's never. We'll see what happens, but I really do appreciate you telling your truth and not holding back. I can tell by your language and the way your words come out that you mean everything with your heart. So, you know, it's a shame that the polar opposite beliefs and views on that land, and there's really, you know, there's really nothing that there's no politics are going to be able to fix it. Like you said, bloodshed.
Yeah.
When enough blood is spilt, you know, you said God will fulfill his promise, but who knows? I'm sure when I speak with the Israelis, it's going to be the same thing. You guys just have much, much hate for each other. Despise. I wouldn't even call it hate. You just despise each other by any means necessary. Is it just you and your daughter that live in Yemen? Just you and your daughter?
Daughters. I have two daughters. And
how old are they?
Ala, who was talking to you, is architecture, actually. She's 23 years old. And she's elder daughter is, she has an MA in administration. She is 25, and I have a son. He's 19, but he's studying in Turkish in Yemen. And my husband is a very nice man.
He's in Turkey.
He's in Turkey studying.
Okay.
And my husband is a very nice man, but he's not living with us too. He's in Somaliland working there. And that's it. We are a small family.
Okay, I come and I take both your daughters out to dinner.
Excuse me?
I'll come to Yemen and I'll take both of your daughters to dinner to eat.
Okay, you're welcome. Just come, then we will see. You will take us, three of us.
All
not
right.
Only my daughters, I will come to them.
Oh, yeah, the three, of course, the three of you.
Them. We don't allow our daughter to go with anyone. It was strange, but I will come with them to protect them.
All right, that's fair enough. Well, listen to me. Thank you so much. Tell your daughter thank you so much messaging me and speaking with me.
I'm so proud of her to make that.
Yeah, it sounds like it. You guys sound like genuine people. Just a different religion, different part of the world, and different views. But you know, your view is when you've been tortured or when you've been abused by certain people for long enough, you've had enough, and you are okay with taking blood from them, even if the ones that are murdered are innocent sometimes. And it's a shame, but you know, that's your way of life. And you know, I just, hopefully it doesn't happen to your daughters or your son or your husband in Somalia.
If we are looking for our rights, even if my daughters or my son spend their lives to get their rights, it's okay for us. I will call them shuhada, and I will be happy for them because they will go to Jannah. And this is from our religion too. But yeah, we tried through the years to make it in peace, and in a very smooth way. and it's a peace way with UANE. They tried to negotiate with Israeli people, but they didn't accept anything. I'm sure, Mr. Daniel, when you speak to an Israeli person, they will say the same thing. It's their right, but you will never feel the hate. And we will never feel that we hate them as they hate us. We don't hate them. Leave us alone, and that's it. But they raised their children to hate Muslims in very bad way. You will realize that by yourself. Please, if you did, just inform me. I will appreciate that.
I will. I'll be sure to inform you.
I'm sure.
And again, thank you.
Yeah. Go ahead. We have finished. I know that. Time up.
Time's up. But listen, you're always welcome back on the Daily American, and you know, hopefully people hear your story, because the biggest thing is the news sometimes is very much inaccurate, inaccurate, and that's what the Daily American is all about. I'll definitely share both sides of any controversy that's going on, because there is not just one view. There's not just one view that is the right view. I think they're both the wrong views, but that's just my personal opinion, and I welcome you back anytime.
You're welcome anytime.